Hi. So this is probably a really bad idea. And that's not the best way to start a conversation. Wow. So, I'm Honey. And I have been... Wow. I was about to say I've been watching you from across the room. Which I have, but... I work here, and you come in every week, and you get coffee, hot chocolate, tea. You're working your way for our selection, and you might recognize me because I always serve you. I make sure that I'm always the one to serve you. I have resorted to bribery and threats and blackmail in order to be the one that serves you. I don't normally do this, which is obviously obvious. Well, obviously obvious. It's very obvious because I'm just really messing this up. I wasn't going to do this, but, I've been looking at you a lot. At first, it was because, obviously, customer service. And then, okay, it wasn't. It's because you're cute. I mean, obviously, good customer service, but you're really cute. And you're always really nice. I mean, some customers, when they come in, they're just beyond rude. They are short. They're shouty. I mean, I get what it is to be caffeine addicted because I've got a little bit of a tea habit that I am a complete tea addict. And I understand the need for caffeine, but it doesn't stop you being nice. But you're always so nice, and you ask me about my day, and it's just nice. And did I mention that you're cute? I think you're cute. I think you're extremely cute. And when it looked like you were becoming a regular, I just wanted to be the one to serve you. Because this is going to sound weird. I am aware how strange this will sound. You're my favourite. And So, this is like a complete cliche that a barista has a favourite customer that they fancy and that they try and make a move on by bribing them with baked goods and drinks and homemade cakes that aren't on the menu that I made at home just for you. I've tried that. I have tried. And, I mean, I think you like my baking. There was a one time when I wasn't here, when you came in. My bus caught fire. Long story, but basically I wasn't here and you asked for some of my cake and obviously they didn't know what you were talking about. That was kind of difficult to explain and they tease me about that a lot. Actually, they tease me about you all the time because they say I'm in love. Obviously, I'm not in love. I'm just crushing quite badly. And I think they told me not to to admit that. So I've been... Wow. One moment, please. Wow, my brain is actually blue screening. You have a really nice smile. So, everyone here knows. I mean, not only everyone I work with. Some of the customers know. And they've kind of been, on at me to make a move. And I told them that I was seducing you with my baked goods and my awkwardness. And they asked me how that was going. And I said, slowly. Because, I like you. I mean, obviously I don't know you, but I want to get to know you. I want to know what kind of cakes you like, what kind of films you like, if you are a geek at all, because I should warn you, I am a massive, massive geek. The t-shirt, the Batman t-shirt, kind of gave it away a little bit, and all the t-shirts. Yeah, I do have a thing for geeky t-shirts. And you noticed. You know, were you looking at my tit? I didn't say that, but if you were, I mean, wow. that was on the no list of not to say. I'm Honey, and I'm your barista, and I have a big crush on you. And I have decided, although I'm regretting it slightly now because I am really ballsing this up, to let you know, to ask you if I can buy you a coffee. But not really, because I hate coffee. I really hate coffee, which is kind of ironic because I work in a coffee shop. But I am slowly, slowly turning it towards tea. Very slowly. Also hot chocolate, but really I want to turn it into a tea shop. Which apparently is unreasonable because I don't own it. But I'm it's tea. Did I mention I have a slight tea problem? And I'm just slightly flustered right now because I'm actually talking to you and telling you that I like you. And I'm not very smooth. I don't have game. I have games. I have a lot of games, but they're mostly board games and stuff. And, you know, you could say something if I actually gave you the opportunity to. Wow, I've just been talking at you for... Wow. I'm still talking. Wow. So, to summarize, my name's Honey. I'm your barista. I have a massive crush on you, and I would like to take you out, not for coffee, but on a date, if you like. And I should warn you that a lot of people here are quite invested in this. Because I am, when I say crushing hard, I'm not saying I'm besotted. I'm not pining. I'm just, you know, I mean, there might have been a few pining sighs, but that was only when you were wearing, you look good in black and you have this black jumper, which is, yeah, that jumper. You wear it a lot and I really like when you wear it, because it really suits you, and... What? You hoped that I liked it. That's why you wore it. You wore it because... You caught me looking at you. Wow. So, you wanted me to look at you? For customer service purposes? That wasn't a come on. Well, it was a come on. It was an inadvertent come on. I mean, wow, I am blushing so hard and it suits me. Wow, would you like to go out for a coffee? You wouldn't. Yeah. I mean, of course. I mean, because I don't drink coffee. That was kind of mean. I mean, wow. So that's a yes. That's a yes. Bear with me one moment. I just need to signal my colleagues and just.
They said yes. And they're whooping, and they're clapping.
I did tell you that people were kind of invested. What do you mean there's a placard? There can't be a placard. I'm not turning around. Oh, that is... I apologise. I hope this doesn't put you off coming here. Oh, it's your favourite coffee shop. Because it really... Oh, wow. There's a pretty barista that you, Oh, seeing her makes your day. Wow. And, Wow. This... I... Wow, so, I'm your favourite? I'm your favourite. I am going to go and I'm going to go back to work and I'll make you a drink and I'll bring you some cake. It might be 5 minutes or so because I have to go into the back room and if you hear some high-pitched noises, just ignore them. No, it won't be me. No, it will totally be me. And, it's not adorable. Oh, you're not healthy. So, I will go and, yeah. And then I will, bring you cake. I wasn't sure what you would like, so I might have baked a few. And, yeah, I'll just bring them all out and, maybe a selection of teas. Not like a big selection, just maybe five. And, no, obviously you're a customer, so whatever you want to drink, you would like to try my teas. I just had a very unprofessional instinct there. No, I'm not going to tell you what it was. I'm going to go and, I'm just, if you hear any high-pitched noises, just, it's nothing to worry about. And, you sit there. No, I definitely didn't put the cushion there. Maybe. It's not just for you. I mean, no other... Fine, it's for you. Just stop. Just stop. You're making this. Do you like seeing me blush? You do. Wow. Tea and cake and, high fives with the crew. I mean, no, I'm not gonna... No, I'm just gonna go because I'm embarrassing myself now and you're really enjoying it, which... I mean, I will be right back. Don't go anywhere. I'm just going to stop talking and I will be right back. Wow. that wasn't me. I didn't make that noise. Shit. Wow. Wow.